I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
I'm here. Sorry.
Woo! Hello. Oh, my God. I am so excited for this episode of Summer House. I'm literally losing my mind. I lost my phone. I'm wearing sunglasses because it's just such a bright, amazing episode. Jane, wasn't the Secrets Revealed episode everything? Oh.
It was juicy, baby. It was juicy.
Mm-hmm. So much happened. I feel like we have so much freedom now. It's like our last episode. We can just fully get into it. So, of course, they couldn't start the Secrets Revealed episode, Jane, without talking about the finger bangs heard around the world. The flip of the finger. They had to get into that. So we have some tea for that as well. We had a moment with Luke and Hannah. He kind of showed his insecurities a little bit. It was really nice to see that. And they also had a very awkward date at the bar together, which was really nice to see that as well. We had group therapy in the pool. We're going to get into that as well. We got a little more insight into Danielle and Carl. We got insight into how Steven felt about Lindsay and Carl. We got a lot. We got a lot of deep. So I can't wait to jump in. Of course, before that, before we jump in, we're going to talk about, so we have some news that Jane is going to give us. We're going to do our fashion segment, honey. We're going to talk about our favorite interview outfits, and it's going to be fabulous. So I can't wait. But before we jump into that, Janie, what was your overall thoughts about this episode?
You know what? It was juicy. It was exciting because I didn't really know what to expect, but I feel like these were full-blown scenes. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be a little bit more of like a confessional kind of thing, and they were just going to be like dishing on stuff that we didn't see. But these were scenes that were fully left out of the show from the cutting room floor, and they were well-developed, and it was key little nuggets that like they kind of teased prior. Like, for example, mm-hmm. you know, the Hannah telling Luke that she just wanted to be friends, like before she just told us in a car, oh yeah, I told him I just want to be friends. But these scenes offered additional context to like get rid of some of the subtext or plot lines that we've been led to believe all summer, quote. So it was very interesting, engaging, and I'm so excited to hear what you have to say, Amir.
Yeah, it was a good episode. I mean, I really liked all the scenes with Luke and Hannah. It was nice to see some more scenes of Carl and Jules in the pool as well. So those were nice to kind of give it some more context, because sometimes I was like, how come all of a sudden Jules and Carl are hanging out so much? But if I'd seen the hot tub scene where she's all up in it, I would have been like, oh, I can put like one with one. So it was nice to see that. I felt like a lot of times these Secret Reveals episodes are very throwaway. But I felt like this one was very intentional. So I liked that. So let's start right off with the finger bang. So I had misunderstood the whole finger banging incident because I thought they made out and then fingered. Turns out Lindsay is telling Amanda that it was like in the morning where she got fingered. They were just like hooking, like kind of just like hanging out naked for most of the night. I was like, what? Like none of that was revealed to us. So what did you think about that, Jane?
I was shook by this because, yeah, I mean, I texted Amir. I was like, I thought they made out and then went to second, like simultaneously. Right. But the fact that they said that there was no makeout, it was just a finger bang. Mm-hmm. Let us know in the comments or in the live stream if you were on this page the whole time. But Amir and I were mm-hmm. shook at that it was just straight in there, no makeout. That was like rough, baby. That was rough.
Wow, that's like really not whining and dining her at all. I was like, wow, that was a lot. And then to top it off, to make it even more awkward, they added the scene towards the end of the episode where, what is her name? Oh my God, Lindsay Hubbard had to go to Steven and be like, there was a finger bang. And his reaction was really awkward. It was a long pause. What did you think about? Did you like that she took him out of that situation and told him like separately from the dinner? Or do you think she should have just done it in front of everyone?
I mean, they always operate where everything's in front of everyone, but I think that it was her being really respectful to Steven to pull him aside and tell him mm-hmm. the real. She was being fully honest, fully open with him. And I don't even think she was in the wrong for not telling him in the first place that the Carl thing was happening, because I felt like it, the way that they showed it to us, like they kind of did just start dating. That would be sort of a lot to throw at him, but leave it to this crew to like bring it all out in the open in such an awkward way. But that was a great, again, like that was a great full on awkward scene that like should have been included in the show. Like, this episode was juicy. I thought it was going to be like hobbled together just to give us something in quarantine, but that was like good.
No, it was a good episode. Like, we got a lot of tea and it was good because we got to see Steven's personality. We got to really reaffirm the dynamic of the house, which is very much, we're a family, there's no boundaries. And I'm like, maybe there should be some boundaries. Again, I'm not criticizing because it is good TV, but maybe there should be some boundaries when it comes to that. So I was like, I don't know, but I thought Steven handled it really well. He was like, you do you, and I wasn't with you. So like, I don't have any ownership over that, where I feel like other people in the house would have handled that a lot worse. Like Carl or Kyle would have been like, I'm annoyed. Like, but Steven is just so comfortable in who he is. He's like, whatever. Like, I don't really care, you know?
He's such a good listener and he's so patient. He's so perfect for her.
He's perfect for her. She's a lot. We love her, but she's a lot. So I appreciate Steven. And who other people I appreciate are all of y'all at home. So AfterBuzz TV, this is the AfterBuzz. AfterBuzz is the ESPN of TV talk. We are here. Go like our, comment, subscribe, go to our channel. We want you guys. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. We love you guys. And we are here covering this show for the last time. I'm so sad because I truly love this show, but I'm happy that this episode was juicy and fun. So one of my favorite scenes from the episode, Jane, I do want to know what your favorite part was. But mine was the family therapy in the pool about the whole incident of Amanda calling Kyle a bunch of times. I really, for the first time, was kind of team Amanda. I was like, she's not being crazy. Like, you disappeared. Your Apple Watch was saying you were lost. Like, I would have been worried too. Like, did you feel a little more sympathy for Amanda in that scene?
Yeah, I feel like we needed this scene. We needed this scene. And also, I was confused because he said that he answered her like 7 of the times, but why didn't they include that portion in the secrets revealed? Because they had those cameras, you know what I mean? They had like the mount cameras at least to show, you know, if she was talking to him on the phone, right?
Oh, because we never saw that in the episode. We never actually got her talking to him. I think a lot of times it doesn't fit the narrative of the show. Like the show, that the narrative that they, a very loose narrative that they built, but it sucks because then it sucks that Amanda has to look crazy then. Because she was right. Because she was like, wait, you guys were working, but then it was like 1 a.m. and he could have been killed on one of these back roads of the Hamptons. Like, I love that Hannah said that. Like, I mean, listen, when you're dating someone or even your friends or family, like, if I didn't hear from you and we had gone out and let's say you were incapacitated, I would be worried. I'd be like, okay, is she okay? Like, it's like a normal concern, but the show painted her as being a crazy girlfriend. So I was like, happy that we got that scene.
Right. Yeah. That scene was great. It was another one of the you know, public interventions that the crew has.
They love those club meetings. Yep.
Yeah. This episode, again, was just great for context. We got a lot of context in this situation that he apparently answered 7 times. She called him 37 and she thought he was dead. The timestamps, they give us timestamps, you know? Each episode should be 2 hours so we get all these dirty deets.
I know, we need all the deets. We need it.
We need timestamps. We need receipts.
We need receipts. We need timestamps. We need media. We want like the background. We want to basically be part of the Summer House. It's a whole nother level of it.
I would also like to refute that you called this a loose narrative. It is airtight, Amir. Airtight. Sealed packed,
you know, sealed.
Yeah, like a Ziploc with a vacuum.
A vacuum sealed. I love it. Yeah. You're absolutely right. So what's your favorite scene of this episode? I'm curious. Because that was my favorite scene, was the family therapy in the pool.
Oh my God. Well, okay. It was great. I would say I liked seeing Hannah kind of take charge in those Luke scenes because, again, the loose narrative had us believing that she was a little bit more powerless than from what we saw in this. Like, in this episode, it really did show that she was like just trying to have fun with her summer. They were more open than, I mean, like, obviously we knew that all along. It was never otherwise, but I feel like this added, again, more context to how much fun they were truly having in the sun. Like, she was like, yeah, do whatever you want. And then he was the one who was like, actually, don't tell me that, or don't make out with Armand again, you know?
Right. He was very insecure. So let's, now that you said that, it's great that you picked that scene because it really segues into our next topic, which is Luke and Hannah. So those scenes where he was like, okay, don't do it. If you do it, it's effed up. If you don't do it, I don't care. You can do it, Armand. Let's cheers to Armand. Let's not. I was like, wow. Like, Luke is looking like a loser. Like, he's looking like he's not in control. And the whole episodes, it seemed like he was very much in control. So it was really nice to see that, where you're like, okay, wow, Luke is kind of powerless. And Hannah was in charge. She set up this, you know, drink, like, for to get drinks at the bar, because she wanted to be like, this isn't working. Like, I'm not getting what I need, and we need to, like, not be doing this. So I love that. And he was kind of like, well, you're going to end up in my bed anyway. But she was kind of like, yeah, I guess, but who cares? It's the summer. Like, her energy was so in control, even when he was trying to control her. So I don't know. I have newfound respect for Hannah, which I didn't know I would find even more, but I'm definitely more.
It's like, how do you and I respect Hannah even more than we already do? Like, we're going to build a Helga Pataki shrine. Like, it's pretty like much really next level.
Yeah. It really is. We're like fully invested in her. Just even the fact that she was like, yeah, I just took over, I gave him a blowjob. Like, she, the way she even apologized to Paige, she was like, you know, you were calling me, I was annoyed, but I was like, okay, I'm mad at her, I can't answer. But like, she's such an adult. Like, she's just like, yeah, I did it, and you know what, I put my, you know, my energy into that blowjob, and I gave Luke what he wanted, and he gave me what I wanted. Like, she's just so, like, in it. And I, that's what I respect.
But she's also, like, she's an adult, but she's also, like, so good with the games. It's, like, of course she is, because she was, like, a D1 athlete or whatever the hell. Like, girl's a gamer. She's, like, I gave him the best blowjob possible so that now I can take it away from him when I'm not happy with what he does. Like, now he knows what he's missing out on, and I can control him with that. I'm, like, what woman even uses a blowjob to talk about control? I feel like, whatever. Anyway.
Well, I mean, like, you are pretty much in control, like, when you're doing it.
All away. No, you're not. Yeah. But when you're Hannah, you are. And that's why I love her. It's like, oh, I have a whole new perspective on life after watching this episode.
Wow. Jane is very affected. And it seems like a lot of the people, again, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like a lot of these people on this show are, like, stuck in high school when it comes to, like, sex. It's like, we're talking about blowjobs, hand jobs. It's not a lot of conversations about full-on sex. A lot of the conversations are around these very, like, elementary sexual exploration. So it's very interesting. And there's someone that I wanted to talk to you about, but I don't want to give it too much time, is Danielle and Carl. I had thought it was just, like, make out in a cabin over the pants, but then Amanda told Lindsay that it was a, or told Paige it was a full-on hand job. So now I'm like, wait a second, what happened between them?
It seemed that way, but also I think it also seemed like she was like, and maybe it was a blowjob. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
No, if hand job.
Bashful about the
hand
news.
Job.
Or sorry, hand job. That's what I meant. I just my mind was still, no, it's still reeling a blowjob over time. Hannah's news. But yeah, no. I it seemed that it was indeed a hand job, but that Amanda was like dancing around it for whatever reason.
Would she?
Maybe Kyle didn't fully tell her. I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
Neither it's here funny nor that you there. Said
but it's funny that you said dancing around, because I, again, when I watched it, I thought Amanda was very direct. She was like, Danielle gave him a hand job. I thought it was very direct. Did I miss something?
Maybe I missed something. Again, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, we want to know what you guys think, because it seems
sometimes
like
this show hypnotizes us.
Seems that way. It seems that way. That is funny. That's hilarious. I think we pretty much covered everything except the last part of the stay-at-home part. Where, like, how did you feel about that last part with all of them?
So I loved that, but did we give enough time and attention to Linz and Carl?
Oh, you know what? We did not.
That rooftop scene.
Yes, let's talk about the rooftop scene. I'm so sorry. Yes, let's talk about that.
You know I adore you. I just, that felt like, it was so cute to see him talking to his mom like that. Like, I feel like we saw a different side of Carl from that. Like, how cute and adorable he was with his mom. I was like, oh my God. Like now that he's getting sober, or at least like working on it in the first like 90 days of sobriety and testing that out, like, I feel like seeing how he is with his mom again, and like seeing how sweet he can be and like cherish a woman. Like, we know from especially how they were describing him in the reunion, like, he's so good with compliments and he definitely can like lay it on. Like, I feel like just seeing him interact more with his mom, like, shows that side of him. But then, like, it was a disaster right afterwards with Lindsay. So I feel
such
like
a disaster. He had such high hopes he had for that date. And I mean, his mom's been on the show before, and she's like really like, it brings out the best of Carl, like being around his mom. But it always confuses me when someone's so good with their mom and then they're so horrible to women. It always confuses me. So I'm like, if you're so good with your mom, you would think that you wouldn't treat people like that. But I mean, we all have our issues, so.
I know, it's like, every time we see her, like, it's adorable, but there also is some weird thing with, like, the guys and their moms that, like, sometimes it's like, no one can ever be as good as their mom, and then they just, like, don't treat women well. I don't know, I don't get it.
Very odd, it's a very odd situation.
But it seems like Carl is sweet to the ladies. He lays on the compliments, it's just that he can be a little bit, obviously, dirty behind the, you know. Not fully honest. And
yeah, nighttime Carl is like, we saw a little bit of it when he was like short shorts and a big dick. And then he was like saying you have to be this tall to ride the ride. I was like, oh no. But it's kind of fun.
The way that scene was cut, it made it seem like he was like saying that all to a woman. And then right at the end of the scene, they like panned away and they showed that he was like talking to this like man in a chair, and they like high-fived. And I was like, wait, who are you flirting with this man? Like, it was bizarre.
All we need is Carl to be bisexual. That would be everything. That would bring me to life.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. We would love that.
Also, I did want to talk about the Jules and Lindsay scene, where Jules really opened up and was so vulnerable with Lindsay, because I felt like that scene was what we should have seen from Jules the entire show.
Absolutely.
Her saying why it's really hard for her to be vulnerable. Like, I wish we could have seen more of that when everyone was like confronting her in the living room scene, you know, like, it just offered so much context, and like to see her being that vulnerable, it was like, I already love her. And like, you know, it just made it so much more like, oh my God, she's great. I love her.
Right. You know? Right. It gave her layers, like an onion. And I felt like sometimes she seemed kind of one dimensional. And Lindsay even said that, like, when she first came into the house, like, I was like, this girl. And then when she opened up, a lot of times I tell people to be vulnerable is to connect with people. And a lot of people, I don't want to tell you my deep, dark secrets, but that's the way you get connected. So when she talked about not being able to cry at her dad's funeral, like, that's pretty deep shit. And it, like, for me, I'm like, oh my God, I feel kind of more close to her. And it makes sense why she kind of seems unapproachable a little bit at times, or even on the opposite end, trying too hard. Like, that all has to do with her putting up walls. Like, when you try that hard, it's almost the same as like not giving an effort. It's like the two extremes, and people don't respond to that. Like, even that scene with Paige and Lindsay, when they were kind of joking about Carl when they're walking away, you know, Jules is like, oh, I love Paige and she has a great ass, and and she was kind of like, yeah, she's nice. I don't have any, you know, it's like, I don't have anything to say.
Yeah. So it you nailed it with the connection part, because like everyone was saying the whole summer, well, I mean, until they had the like come to Jesus moment in the living room where they were like, we haven't connected with you. And it's because, you know, connection requires some vulnerability. And even that, like, appearing to be thirsty or wanting attention or connection, it's like, she's been through stuff that we haven't seen from her. She's like lost people in her life. Of course she's looking to make connections deeply, but like, she's not fully able to be as vulnerable as she wants. And it like added, like you said, those layers behind like why people were having trouble connecting. And like, then I feel like viewers, we were able to connect on an even deeper level
with her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It was great.
Absolutely. Any final thoughts before we move on to the stay at home part?
I mean, just like her and Carl in the car was like funny,
oh,
because
cute.
I feel like it was like an added little flirty moment that,
yes,
you know, she really, girl does have a lot of layers, you know? I'm, she like, does. I gotta step up my flirt game watching that scene. But, you know, I feel like that one, like, it made sense that they kind of cut it out because, mm-hmm, we've sort of like seen that storyline from them. But again, mm-hmm, it was just like more good, cute context of them being like, yeah, we actually like each other now. And, you know,
right.
And from,
right,
watching that scene, I was like, oh, like, she literally said they've been talking every day. So I feel like I was like, oh, I actually like could see something between them. Like, and, mm-hmm, even when I talked to her in our like interview, it was like, mm-hmm, it was like, oh yeah, maybe you wouldn't want to go down that road with Carl. And she was, mm-hmm, like, well, in the place that we were at, where he was at, mm-hmm, last summer, like, mm-hmm, I wouldn't have wanted to go there with where he was last summer. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like, wow. Like, I feel like if they went back to the summer house, they could like legit be a thing. And like then, totally, the hot tub and stuff, it was like, everyone was like, they're kind of cute. And, mm-hmm, it was sort of what all of us were feeling. Like, we've talked about that on other shows where other episodes of the after show, we're like, we like them together. So
they're cute.
I don't know.
They're very,
yeah,
cute together.
Maybe that he's like getting, yeah, it together now. They could be a thing.
I think it would definitely work. And Jane, I was like even confused when I was watching the season that they all of a sudden like were, you know, in bed together and talking all night. But now it makes more sense. Like, I wish they would have put a little bit more of these scenes, because I feel like they didn't develop their relationship. They were just like, okay, now Carl's obsessed with another girl. But it felt deeper than that. Like, they were actually building, yeah, a friendship, you know?
You're so right. This is the, like, because I was like, oh, we kind of already saw that. But you're right. Like, this scene in the car was that, mm-hmm, context that we needed, mm-hmm, that was, like, mm-hmm, the jump between him being, like, F off, get out, you know, like, get the F out of the house.
To being in bed together,
to being
all night,
like, best friends. Right. And, right, like you said, like, this show never goes beyond like first, second, third base. But Jules, mm-hmm, and Carl's are the one. Jules and Carl are the ones to give us that, because they're talking threesomes, foursomes, fivesomes.
I know, I was like, what?
They're the ones who take it there.
Yeah, totally. You can tell, like, the cameraman, the minute they heard the five something, they were like, we're going to use this as many times as possible, over and over and over again. So I think that, and also Lindsay jumping off the cliff in Tulum, it just showed that every episode. I was like, we've, yeah, seen enough of that. I've seen enough.
Time, by the time it gets to a fivesome, it's just a full-blown orgy.
Yeah.
Call it what it is.
Absolutely. It's always nice to see a straight guy having that many people in bed. That doesn't happen very often. So yeah, we love this episode, and we do need to get to the stay at home part before we run out of time. Yes. I felt like that part ruined the whole episode for me personally. I felt like it was like, and again, I know they have to add that part, but it felt so cheesy and like forced. And it was like, you could tell Luke literally didn't want to do it. He was like, here's my dog in the house. And then Paige was like promoting the work. I just felt like it was really forced. And then Danielle pretending to do TikTok. I felt like it was really cringe. I was like, do we need this? Like, I didn't feel like we needed it, but what do you think, Jane?
I mean, you know, I thought it was adorbs. I'll be your devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
Cute. I mean, but at the same time, like, from the reunion, it's like, and from, I mean, I guess on our side of things, like, as after show panelists doing news every day, like, we kind of already know what they're doing at home.
Yeah, we do.
And
it was nothing new.
Anyone listening to this after show, like, you already know too. So it, right, could have felt a bit redundant, but I thought it was cute. All
right. Well, it did its job. And Luke was wearing the same jacket when we did our live as well. So that was nice. It was continuity.
Yeah.
So I felt good about that.
And of course, Amanda and Kyle were fighting in the one clip they showed of them, which, by the way, okay, last thing I'll say about the episode was, because that just reminded me, like, Hannah made a comment in this show specifically that for some reason like hit harder than any other time for me, where she said something of like, I still question all the time whether or not Amanda is truly happy.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one. That was a big
one. Yeah, because I was like, I was racking my brain and I was like,
even now, she said, like, even now.
Yeah. It, I think it was like in a voiceover or something like that, where I was like, whoa, like the way that it was said felt so sincere and genuine and like, damn, you know? I was like,
it was quite ominous.
I think even after the reunion, she's going to get in trouble for that. Like, I thought we hashed everything out. And now, like, I'm like, that was kind of a lot.
That was cringy. Well, thank you for bringing that up, because I actually had that in my notes, but I forgot to mention it. I don't know how, but yeah, that was a great one, because it showed that, like, she was genuinely concerned. She wasn't trying to be shady. Like, the first time in the interview, she was like, oh, maybe Amanda's jealous of Luke. Like, but this was genuine. Like, this was not being shady. This was, like, genuinely, like, I don't know if she's genuinely happy even right now. And after seeing the reunion, like, I kind of agree with her. Like, and she said, like, Amanda can get any guy. And, like, yeah. Kyle's not treating her well.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I was like, I mean, I feel like Amanda, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but after watching four seasons of this show, I feel like Amanda is just trying to prove to the world that her and Kyle are going to be okay. And it's like, girl, none of us need that from you. Like, we want you to be happy, yeah. whether it's with Kyle or not. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, she's gorgeous. She's great. She's so, like, I like her. Like, I think she's just such a down, she's just such a down chick, but she's not like that with Kyle. She's, like, yeah. irritable and nagging, and she doesn't even, like, I feel like Kyle makes her even look less pretty, like, because she's just, like, always upset. It's just not fun. It's not fun to be around.
She, yeah, he definitely brings her down, and, like, mm-hmm. and also, he's the one, like, being a warrior on social media, and, right. like, in the reunion, literally being, like, why are you guys all coming at Amanda? It's my fault. Like, it's mm-hmm, a mm-hmm. it's a bad look that she has to be the one to take the brunt of all this from fans who are, like, attacking her over Kyle.
Mm-hmm. I don't Absolutely. Know. Absolutely. It's a lot, but this episode really cleared up a lot of things for me, so I really appreciated it. But let's get into our fashion segment, and then we'll do some news, and then we will say sayonara until the next season of Summer House. I'm so sad.
So sad.
We've had so much fun, and we miss Trina. She wasn't on this week, but we miss her, and she's been, the three of us have been a great trio. Not quite a fivesome, but a great threesome, Carl. and so Paige posted about, I mean, as you know, she's a fashion writer, fashion blogger. She posted something great during quarantine. She does all her different outfits of the day. A lot of gorgeous, fun outfits. And it's always fun because she wears such fun stuff. Even in this episode, she wore... am I doing news? What am I doing? I'm, like, losing my mind.
No, this do it. Was so, okay, I thought you were going to include this in fashion. Amir, you're doing great, sweetie.
Thank you, sweetie. I was like, this episode was so good. I just got lost in it. I was like, there's so many good, so much juice, so much juice.
We always get lost in the sauce of these apps.
We really do. We get lost in the sauce, honey. So basically Paige posted these outfits, and she does, like, a daily quarantine outfit. And I love her quote, because she said, if it makes you feel good, you should wear it. There's no right or wrong with fashion. It's about trying things out and seeing what you feel good in. I really resonate with that. I've even taken a bunch of sheets, honey, and put a belt on it. And giving myself a quarantine dress. Like, it's just fun. Play around with fashion. Like, my family's always like, why are you wearing jeans? Why are you, like, but, like, when you dress up, even if it's for yourself and you're going nowhere, like, you feel good. So I kind of related to this article. It's on insider.com. It's, like, Paige's outfits during quarantine. So if you want to go read the article, feel free. And then we also wanted to, for the fashion segment, I quickly wanted to know, Jane, what were your top two outfits for the interview segments that we had this season or on this episode?
Well, you know that Paige is always just so fabulous, and yeah. she's wearing those, like, cute little tank with the cutout, and I just mm-hmm. like don't know how she can so flawlessly pull everything off. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. You gotta like give her a hand with the fashion stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, everybody else just kind of wears a top.
Well, that's like, I mean, that makes sense. That's very standing for Paige. I love it.
Like, I will say, I don't really like Hannah's interview look. That, like, shallow, whatever the
brown
thing that's happening with that.
Not good.
It's not a vibe. But I did LOL at them in the beginning part with the green screen of them kind of putting together the blooper reel.
That was
where
fun.
They were like talking about, because Hannah did have that one cute, I liked the little off the shoulder.
The yellow one.
Yellow thing. Yeah. And they were talking about like how her nips were showing. They're like, are we really able to do nips? And she was like, this is for ratings, honey, or something like that. Like she made some funny quip that was so great. Good. You know what? I should call out Jules because Jules always has stellar style. Yeah. I just, Paige's actual outfits are the only ones that are like ingrained in my mind at this moment in time.
Got it. And I think Amanda's looks also are kind of fun to me as well. Like mm-hmm. some of her interview, her style in general is kind of boring, but sometimes her interview outfits will be kind of fun and glittery and stuff. But I love that everyone was like kind of hating on Luke in that beginning part. They were like, Luke's going to call you, Luke's going to call you, Luke's going to call you. And I didn't really get what that was about. Why would Luke be calling them? I was like, what's going on? It was like funny. It was like, it was very like insider. It was like, we were a fly on the wall. We were like, oh, on the inside drama of the summer house. So I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah. Like for a second, I felt like I was a producer, you know? I
yeah.
was like,
ooh,
this
same.
Is cool. Like yeah. fully BTS moments. Cause I feel like mm-hmm. in a lot of the other shows, they'll like break the fourth wall with having the producer mm-hmm. ask them questions. But I right. feel like in these interview scenes for Summer House, they very rarely, if not ever, like they never actually have the producer ask the questions. They'll always mm-hmm. just cut to their like two camera answer. Mm-hmm. So this one was like, oh, we don't even get the backdrop. We get the green screen and the producer chatting with them. And like,
that was kind of cool.
It was fun. It was cute.
It was fun to see it. And then also at the same time to see their interaction with, I love the interaction with Paige where she was like, no, I went to Catholic school, girl. Like, and that drop, like kind of that rapport between the producer yeah. and the star, I thought was really neat. Yeah, I loved all that. So let's get into some news before we sayonara.
Well, you know, for our beautiful news segment, we got to just plug our own news because AfterBuzz is over here in quarantine bringing news to you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, we had some hot interviews with Jules and Paige, which occurred after our reunion special, like mm-hmm. immediately after I interviewed Paige and Jules. And we got some juicy hot tips from that. So I wanted Great. To chat about that as mm-hmm. well as we have discussed previously that Amir was just casually Instagram living with Luke. Out in the wilderness, and he got some juicy tidbits as well. So we figured for our last episode of Secrets Revealed, why don't we reveal the secrets that we're getting from the stars themselves here at AfterBuzz?
Love it.
So chatted with Paige, and she said that I thought this was going to be included in the final episode, to be honest, in Secrets Revealed, but it wasn't because there weren't cameras on it. They were outside, but basically. There was a big 4th of July drama that was kind of teased and talked about at the reunion, but they didn't really get into it, where there was an off-camera feud between Luke, Jules, and Danielle. And Paige was talking about it. She said, Paige said, I actually wasn't there the weekend that the infamous hitting scandal happened, but I was there the weekend of the 4th of July when they started yelling at each other. Mm. I was actually in Kyle and Amanda's room when I heard it, and Luke was actually yelling at Danielle and Jules. And he said some choice things where I just couldn't be on his side during that fight. None of us really pick sides. LOL. I kind of just listened to Jules, and I don't know if Jules started crying, but I know Danielle did. Now Danielle and Luke are great friends, so I guess they got over it. But Luke and Jules can't seem to move on from it. I totally thought we were going to see this. But again, there were only, at that point in time, it was so late at night, there were only the in-house cams. And I think the cameramen had gone home. So we didn't even like hear about this fight. But apparently it was like a huge seed planted in Luke and Jules just not getting along for the entire summer.
Wow.
So yeah, that one was big and juicy. And then again, Jules said that Luke and her hadn't spoken since the reunion. And that was when I chatted with her less than a week ago, right after the reunion. But they had, again, when the reunion aired, they had taped it like weeks prior. So since the taping, they hadn't spoken. So
wow.
If they haven't spoken still, it's been like a month then. Wow. You know? And that was them talking live on camera with Andy.
So that's not really a conversation per se. But you know, they were never close as well. Like there was no, like, I've never seen them have a longer than 2 minute conversation. So I thought it was so interesting that they chose to go out together. Like that's so bizarre.
That was really bizarre. Yeah. I know. Did you want to share some stuff from your Luke chat?
Absolutely. So there's something that relates directly. He actually said he hates Jules. Because I asked him a question. I was like, who would you take on a deserted island? And who wouldn't you take? So he said, I would take Hannah. And I obviously wouldn't take Jules because I hate Jules. That was verbatim, I hate Jules. And I was like, wow. Those are fighting words. And then he was like, I can't really get into it. But there's, like, I have a good reason, and you'll find out on the reunion, which turns out, I don't agree with him. I kind of, like, I've been able to kind of talk to Jules a lot on DMs, and she's just so nice, and I guess maybe I'm biased because she's Middle Eastern, and I'm just like, I trust her. I just don't see a reason for her to lie. And then also, when I asked him about, when they brought up the whole F-boy definition, he was like, well, I didn't know why they did that. Like, I am who I am. I don't care what they say. I love who I am, and I am who I am. And it just, like, went on like that. And I was like, is this Dr. Seuss? I didn't know what was happening. But I felt like just his defense was very, like, it was like someone that is an F-boy would say that. Do you know what I mean?
I am who I am, and I am Sam.
I am Sam. And I was just like, what is happening? But again, like, again, I don't know Luke personally, so I can't speak on, like, the truth of all of it. But just based on our interview, like, he is a very nice guy. But I just think that he, it's again, kind of like Carl. Like, they want to be good guys, but your actions are not lining up with your intention. And I just believe that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So you're still messing up. Like, you're still being a douche. And even, like, when you were talking to Hannah, he's like, well, I could get you in my bed anyway, and you'll be in my bed this weekend. It's kind of douchey. Like,
yeah.
Even if it's the truth, it's like, you don't need to say that to her when she's trying to draw a healthy boundary. So I'm happy that some of those tidbits came out, because honestly, there was a lot of conversation about Hannah getting maple syrup. So I'm happy that I was able to even get him to say any of this stuff about the show.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
But I'm so, like, torn on Luke, you know. I mean, he does really seem like a great guy. Mm-hmm. It's just, again, like, I think that some of this stuff is kind of Carl-esque, where it's like, what's really going on here? He's so sweet. He knows what to say. He's, like, a nice guy on the external, right. But, like, in terms right. of his motivations, who right. really knows? Also, yes. Something from the interview with Jules that I thought was really interesting was, I was asking her, like, what's it like? You guys were the first Zoom reunion. So what's it like to, like, hang up after going through this whole experience of, like, 12 hours of chatting with each other, basically duking it out, and then just hanging up? And she said, like, she is quarantining alone.
Wow.
So it was really sad to hang up after that, to just, like, be chatting with everyone and feel like you're with them, and then just to hang up the phone and be alone. So I asked her, like, who was your first call right after the reunion? And she said it was Carl. Carl was her first call after the reunion.
Oh, and my then God, I love that.
Yeah. And then she chatted with, like, Paige and I think Amanda, perhaps. I need to double check. But yeah, her first call was with Carl, and she talked about their roller coaster of a friendship. It's a wow. She gave me so many great gems. It was so good to chat with her. So wow. Check it out on AfterBuzz for all the dirty deets. But I thought that was interesting to know that Carl was the first call right after. I think something's going to happen.
Something's definitely going to happen. And Jane, can you tell, because this is one of my favorite parts, can you tell us about the receipts from the Zoom call with Hannah messaging Paige during? Can you tell us about that? Because that was really cool.
Oh, yeah. So so Hannah was texting Paige during the Zoom call for, like, the whole reunion throughout different parts. And Paige was using her phone to film herself in the reunion, so she didn't see any of the texts until she hung up and then saw that there was, like, a barrage of texts from Hannah. And yeah. So I asked her, like, what was the craziest thing that Hannah was freaking out, or I basically asked her, like, what did she wish that she could have responded to in the moment? And she was like, the craziest thing and what Hannah was freaking out most about was
the Luke fight with Jules. Because when Jules and Luke were fighting, she basically said, like, I don't think any of us thought that that was going to go down like that. And, like, Hannah was like, oh, holy shit. Like, this is going down, you know?
That's so amazing.
Yeah, it was really funny. And if you watch the interview with Paige, you'll see her exact reactions to that. But she said that Hannah was totes freaking out for that part.
That's amazing. I love that. Those are some great insights. And we've loved covering Summer House. We really, truly have. It's our last episode. Hopefully the show will come back. No Way to Tell. And as Jane, you know, joked around, we might get Winter House. Who knows? We might get Spring House. We'll take any house you'll give us, Bravo.
We love this show.
Yes.
It will come back, though. Season 5 is absolutely coming. This, I mean, we just don't know when. Hopefully, they will quarantine with one another at the Summer House and just get us exclusive content from being alone together.
Absolutely, and they're under 10 people, so it would work. With the cameramen, they can just do it remotely, no cameramen, and maybe just one guy or something, and that would totally work. Oh my God, this is a great idea, Jane. Should we produce it?
Let's call up Andy and Left Hook Media.
Yes, honey, Left Hook, honey. It's been a good year. We really enjoyed covering this show. It's been a great moment for me, and even though this quarantine, it's been just fun to like see them kind of gallivanting around the Hamptons. It's been super fun. In the meantime, Jane, where can everyone follow you?
Oh my gosh, please follow me and stay in touch on Instagram at Jane Johnson, JOETNSEN_. I'm also on Twitter, TikTok, the YouTube. You know, we're working on stuff, baby. So just stay in touch and we'll continue to chat.
I love that. Love that. Well done, Jane. And then you can follow me at Amir Yass, AmirYass_ on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And you can also go see the full length live with Luke. And I'm also doing a bunch of other interviews with Bravo celebrities. Go check it out. Love you guys. Bye.
Yes. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.